It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Yeah, hi. This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and we have our amazing guest, Gary Richard Arnold, who knows more about the political elements of the deep state than anybody else I know. One of our friends that recently died actually was one of my other previous cohorts. So you remember him when you were at his funeral recently? What was his name? Gary. I can't hear Gary, so something's wrong with our connection. Hello, Gary. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, do you remember our gentleman that was around for years? I had actually visited him, had him on the show many times. What was his name again? Our gentleman that actually recently died. Was at a funeral?
Hang on. My earphone isn't giving me enough volume here.
Yeah, well, we'll turn up the volume at our end. You have to have the right equipment or you can't do radio very well.
No. Okay, you want me to remember somebody?
Yeah, the gentleman that you recently went to his funeral not long ago, was the last month or
Anthony
so.
Anthony Hilder.
Right, and of course, I consider you up there with Anthony Hilder in terms of knowledge of the political animals and what their real agenda. For example, knowing the agenda of Ronald Reagan, many of the Rhino Republicans, many of them are actually quitting now. I noticed that the election 2020 is coming, and I think it's already up to now 15 Republicans are quitting. These are probably not people that fully supported Trump or could advise him properly. And on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are mistaken by even Fox News as being conservative Republicans, when in fact they're globalists that may be rhinos.
Oh, and, absolutely. Yeah. I've got a new article. I just got it up on my website at newsexpose.org. It just went up within the last 15 minutes.
Right.
Let me see if I can print that one out even.
And of course, that article... Is on your site right now, though, right? So if I go to News Desk,
yes.
Expose, what's right. the article
that
title?
That one's on. There was another one I sent you by email. That one's not up yet, but I, you know, that's called...
When did you send it?
Hotmail
or Gmail?
Yesterday, probably about 1 o'clock or noon, something
right,
like that.
Right, and it'll be your white paper or email, right?
Yes. Republican Party
Okay, it says Republican... Yeah, it says Republican... President Republican Party is still largely linked to the conspiratorial founders centuries ago. And we're looking here. It shows a picture on Main Street Partnership, Republican Main Street Partnership. It also talks about how the Republican Party was actually founded by the Ripon. Isn't that right?
It was founded in the city of Ripon, and that was one of 50 communes that was put together by the United Organizations. Let me get that some of this stuff out here.
Right.
Yeah,
that was 1852. Horace Greeley and Alvin Bulvery, we were saying in the article here.
Right.
And the five members committed, and of course, these are people that, remember, the original founders of America were not really keen on parties. They wanted to have individual representatives. They didn't want to have parties because they knew parties were a first step toward totalitarian control and also corruption, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So let's go through this article. I have it sitting right in front of me now, and I'm looking. It says, Alan Bovary was the editor of Young America, and as a conspirator, was secretary of the American Union of Associations, of which Horace Greeley was there. And, of course, Young America came from the Carboni, a straight offshoot from the Illuminati, right?
Right.
And the first experiments
the
in the communist
association had some 50 communes across the United States, and Ripon was one of them. So it was actually the Ripon, you know, it was a commune that formed the Republican Party, and that's what the Ripon Society names itself after.
Right, after the town Ripon, the Ripon area.
Right.
Where's Ripon located? Where is it physically located?
That's in Illinois.
Now, what people need to start understanding is, the modern Republicans are quite different in terms of their current approach now. With Trump, he's not really a Republican. He's more of like an independent that's changing the nature of the Republicans. Because most of the Republicans, from what I can see, are a form of globalism. They're behind the PNAC, Project for a New American Century. They're behind the global money control system tied up to the British and the banking system that sets the gold standard every and Greenwich Mean Time with Lord Evil Rothschild with his morning tea. People have to understand that the Canary Square and the United Nations building, which is, again, an extension of the British Empire, are controlling the world financial system through the Fed Reserve System, which is tied directly to the Vatican and the Jesuits. The Jesuits actually control the Vatican. In fact, what people don't understand, although the the lady who's the head of the board, which is actually has her hair up like it looks like the Shell Oil symbol, right? That in fact she actually is the head of the board and has been for decades of the Fed Reserve System, which is out of the Netherlands. That it actually is totally controlled by the Vatican, and the Jesuits actually control the financial system for 90% of the world currency. The other 10% is China and other countries who are trying to run their own system, including China with its SWIFT system, which is trying to marry it up with Russia. They're going to fail. I mean, there's just no way they're going to win. And what they should do is get rid of what's called the bubble economy, which is blowing the economy of the world up with debt. And they don't have something like the ancient Hebrew Jubilee year where they forgive debt, because this debt bomb is going to blow up and kill everybody. But it's by design. It's like you right. go to an,
well, yeah,
a mining...
You mentioned the United Nations. The United Nations property itself was, you know, literally given to them by the Rockefellers. It was
right. And by the way, that property was a slaughterhouse. It was actually a slaughterhouse owned by the Rockefellers, given to the United Nations to put a building on it. So the actual grounds of the UN is actually a slaughter grounds.
Yeah, I did. How appropriate. Also, you'll notice in that email that I sent you, there's a Western Union congratulations by Secretary of State Stettinius to the Rotary Club for becoming a representative of the international organization endowed or sainted by the organization itself. But this was true also of the Kiwanis and so forth. They had speakers spread out. Just like the conservatives from Heritage and Cato and all these, the Claire Booth Blues Foundation go out to the Republican parties and sell their propaganda. But the schools, the media, the service clubs, the churches, remember it was John Foster Dulles who was head of the World Council of Churches, and they were meeting and, you know, advocating that there be an international army and all of this stuff. And it was Eisenhower.
What year was that now? What year was Dulles doing that? Because remember, that's a very prominent name, isn't it?
Let's see. World Council of Churches, you're talking the late 80s. And, of course, Eisenhower appointed both he and his brother head of the CIA, which was the OSS, the Deep State. And Alan Dulles was Secretary of State. So,
what year roughly was this now?
Well, the OSS would be 1948. After 1948, that was when.
Now,
Truman,
people have to understand
1952.
Our intel agencies are a total transplant from the Thule Society of Nazi Germany. People don't know that. They don't realize that every intel agency on the planet is an occult organization. Every single one of them. Interesting, eh?
Right. Well, the other thing is, you know, you had you talked about the Carbonari, and Albert Pike, the founder of the KKK, was a 33rd degree Mason, and he was also a leader in the International Carbonari.
Right. But remember Pike's letter that was in the British Museum about the three different conflicts, including the final one with Islam. Remember that letter that was in the British Museum for years?
Oh yeah, yeah, and, yeah. That's yeah. He talks about the three world wars. He was also a friend of Madame Helena Blavatsky in celebrating, you know, Satanism together with Mazzani, the head of the Carbonari in Italy. And I've got Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, in which Lucifer is a prince of light, and that degree recognizes Lucifer as the... as God, so I mean.
Well, the 17th right of the
satanic from the Bohemian Grove to Skull and Bones, you know, right up to the president, and the Republican Society itself was formed from a commune, from the Carbonari, and that has a direct link to the Illuminati.
Right. Now, people have to understand this. Let me insert a thought here. Every one of these people, Masons, are actually ancient Druids. The council that runs Earth, and I'm going to say this and repeat it because I've said it in other shows, is the Druidic Council of 13. The Vatican and the Jesuit is actually just one of the seats. There's a Pindar who sits in the chairmanship seat. I actually met the Pindar face-to-face 28 years ago. Okay? People need to understand what's really going on here. It's demonic. It's transdimensional. Exoplanetary. And they don't understand this. The average person thinks, well, you're crazy, Deagle. How would you know all these things? I said, I have skill sets that are superhuman intellectually and spiritually, and you don't understand this world unless you understand, as it says in the Bible in Thessalonians, We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickednesses in high places. High places are Masonic. Every one of these secret orders is a demonic organization and Luciferic. They worship the god of the blue light, Lucifer, as the god of this world, don't they?
Yeah. What's really important with the documents you have there is the Western Union and their praise of the Rotary Club. And we look at the people that are of the counterfeit right or the Hegelian right.
Right.
Dinesh D'Souza was run through the brainwashing pro-world government system by
right.
Rotary, by the Rotary Club. And, of course, they sent him through Princeton. He's an apologist for Reagan. He speaks for the Heritage Foundation, which actually neutralizes resistance to globalism because they never, ever talk about Trilat, CFR, Skull and Bones, and,
well,
you know,
let
society.
Me tell you what they want to do. That's why we don't have missile defense. They want America to surrender to a world government after they hit us with something like, say, an EMP weapon or cyber weapon or climate disasters. Like, for example, the fact that these climate disasters like this Dorian has happening, I know we have the weapons, and I can describe an exquisite technology which goes beyond HAARP, how we can make torsion field to unwind storm systems and using torsion field anti-gravitonic waves using nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, alumina, and satellites. We have that now. We can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. The Earth is totally weaponized now. And not only we are, there's five nations with weather modification technology. Behind us, the Russians are next. And about 12 years ago, they went down to, they called the people in Brazil and said, there's a giant cyclone heading toward your city, which is the largest city in the southern hemisphere, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Well, I think it's over 24 or 26 million people, a lot of people. And so the Russians flew down an Aeroflot jet, and they actually moved the storm system off land so it didn't strike their country. There's the city. So you have to understand, when the fact that we have a storm hit us, either Trump is either complicit or he's ignorant. I believe he's just ignorant, because a man is a blue-collar billionaire. He's a well-intentioned man, but he's not yet a Christian. His father was a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He uses terms that tells me he's a high-level Mason. His secret Masonic term is Apollyon Rising. If you look over to his apartment at 66th floor on near the Central Park, he's got pictures of Apollo everywhere, which is a very high-level Masonic symbol. Apollo was the god of Mars. People don't know this. Mars was an ancient galactic war. Most of the human population were killed tens of thousands of years ago in this ancient galactic war. When we went there in 1982 and set up our colony there, because we've been in there since 1982 on Mars, okay? So people watch these movies that say, oh, we're not Mars, you know, you're an idiot, we have, okay? The very first thing that Director of Space Command said, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars on July 10th, 1994. And I said, you mean the moon? And he told me, shut the F up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. And we just, so you won't freak out, we're going to tell you everything. And believe me, I know everything. It's not open to people's opinion.
You look at these Republicans that were, the first candidate, say, ran was in 56.
Well, let me insert this last comment here before you complete it, okay? Donald Trump thinks he's the one to recall, and that's why he talks about Space Force. He believes his Masonic name, he's the one called to recolonize Mars and terraform it. And people don't understand this about Trump. Trump's ancestor was the one who led the Crusades against the Muslims in the 11th century. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, his ancestor was actually the king in Austria that actually led the Crusades against the Muslims. This guy's got creds, okay? And his mother's side, he's a MacLeod, which is the royal families of Scotland. I'm a MacLeod as well in my family line, all right? I understand who they are. You know, they talk about the Knights of the Round Table. The Masons had to move to Scotland away from Europe because of all the persecution and things going on there. The Round Table were the people who believed that Yeshua Jesus was actually the blood one who had children, and their children became the kings and queens of Europe. All the royals of Europe think they're blood descendants of Jesus. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard of that. They move, what, to Roslyn or something like that in Scotland or England someplace?
Oh, yeah, including, by the way, all the czars of Russia. They're all relatives. They all believe that they actually had a rule of right of kings because they're blood descendants of Yeshua. Hard to believe, hey, but that's the way it is. Sorry, blow your balloon up. Including the current queen of England, she thinks she is. Chief Reptile.
Really, who ran the largest newspaper circulation.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Going through your article, which is really cool, the Rotarians were basically are anti-American. They're globalists to the core, like the CFR. People have to realize the state of Europe is not was not erected because of the post-Second World War that the Europeans wanted this. It was imposed on them by the reparations agreement after the Second World War, and by the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the United Nations, etc. It was also formed after they called the League of Nations initially. And this is all imposed on the Europeans. And now, of course, we have globalists like Macron in France and our head of the parliament in Germany. What's her name again? My name
is... Yeah, the fat lady. The fat lady that's about ready to sing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So when we have the Rotary Day, United Nations celebrates two organizations' shared vision of the critical humanitarian activities of Rotary and the UN. The UN is on. The UN actually has a secret room, actually, where you actually have all these religions worshiping together. They're tied directly to the Vatican instead of the World Council and churches. That's why they're pushing things like Chrislam. The damn Pope is pushing the unification of Christianity and Islam.
And yeah, well, these Rotarians, they sponsor all these school pretend UNs to get these kids globalized, just how we see it pretty much now. Now, the other thing is that the Europe didn't win its freedom. They were suppressed by the United States with the Marshall Fund and so forth. I got in front of me, surprisingly, a list of the German Marshall Fund Board of Trustees. And I can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 members of the CFR and 3 members of the Trilateral Commission. And this is the address, the German Marshall Fund of the United States, 5300 Bond to Federal Republic of Germany. These are taxes extracted and stolen from the German people to push the European Union. I mean, these guys are even involved in our local cities. This is from research I did about 20 years ago in Orange County. And the city manager is supported by the German Marshall Fund and sending articles to their publications. And it's all these interns from the Panetta Institute, as we saw Dinesh D'Souza, who was out there attacking how terrible the Democratic Party is, and praising how wonderful Reagan and the Republican Party is. He dated both of his girlfriends, Laura Lundgren, I guess. What's her name on Fox?
Laura Ingram, and also, what's her name, the other lady that's also phony?
Carter. I can't. Having senior moments here. She's a dynamite writer, but she's part of the Claire Booth Luce Foundation and Henry Luce with Skull and Bones. So here you've got the whole kit and caboodle. Right next to that, you see the
they fit perfectly on Fox.
The man who owns the news, which is Rupert Murdoch.
So Rupert Murdoch was the Murdoch organization was drilling on the Golan Heights before, who owns Rupert Fox, before America even certified that Israel should take the territory over and make it part of Israel. So you got to understand, there's some sneaky things going on, even not only right under Trump's nose, but with his acquisition. And Trump is pushing 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled toxic water. He's pushing an agenda that's moving toward trade treaties that's going to set up the 10 kings that are going to have power to the beast for 1 hour or one period of time. The New World Order is not coming from Russia or China. It's coming from the United States. And what I've said before, unless we get through to Trump and make him this so-called good blue-collar billionaire who seems to be on the surface a decent man, but he's a narcissist, he's completely ignorant about these other issues. He's moving us at the speed of light toward the New World Order and 5G and 6G network. And the people who are at Fox News will not cross these red lines. They will not have somebody like me or you on the show to raise issues they don't want to answer, like 9/11. I contacted a gentleman by the name of Stephen Kimber, who wrote an article back in 2008 that causes one of the reasons why we left Nova Scotia and came back to the States was because of the persecution, even eggs are at our home. When this guy wrote an article in the Coast magazine called a Prophet in Clayton Park, Halifax. Now, the fact is that if you just looked at the whistleblowing stuff, like I was the exit examiner for the Murrah building. I actually tried to do radiation neutron spectroscopy of the World Trade Center. We've had architects and engineers and many that have come out and proven that 9/11 was an inside job and it was a demolition. It wasn't an aircraft going in that knocked the building down. But that aside from even the prophetic stuff, we're heading toward a final culmination where the human race is going to be terminated to a large extent by a globalist plan to reduce fertility, reduce IQ, reduce human lifespan, and then starve us to death in a global cataclysm. This is all by design. This is not a chance. And these superstorms are hitting places like the Bahamas and so on. We could stop these storms. We don't. I know how to stop the storms. I can give the technical details. You know why they don't want to hear it? They don't want any answers that tells them that they can fix the economy and have debt forgiveness. How we can actually, I just saw an article here on Drudge. The average person in middle class in California has not had more than a 1% rise in their actual living wage and their ability to buy things in 40 years. The middle class and the poor are not doing better off under Trump. It's only the relatively rich are doing better. In fact, this is true what Warren is saying, but their idea is socialism and communism. It's not fixing the capitalistic state so we have Hamiltonian investment in small and medium business and having a living wage so everybody can actually live and have an apartment and not be homeless. The thing is that this can be fixed, but they don't want to fix it because it's either the left or right leg of the beast that wants us caged in their system, isn't it?
Yep, you got it.
It's either the Republicans on one side with their little plan or the damn social Democrats on the other side, but they both want to bring us to the same place. Totalitarian control freak maniacs is what they want.
There's another paragraph I ran across, and it seemed really heavy with conspiracy control of history, and it's a series that was a book that was written by David McCullough, who was Skull and Bones, and he authored a book called John Adams, and
right.
It was made into a series, and it's Paul Giamatti, who is the actor there, who went to a 10 schools admission organization, actually was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and I look up his dad, and his dad went to Phillips Academy, another 10 schools admission organization. This is the screening area for people that will enter into the New World Order organizations, pretty much like Cecil Rhodes planned and is using as his apparatchiks to create a world government. But it turns out his dad was Skrull and Key, one of the four secret societies that Dr. Anthony Sutton exposed with his America's Secret Establishment. So you can see how steeply involved these people are in manufacturing and massaging American history. I mean, they are so deep in it. And you'd think with all the technology and so forth, we'd have a much wider selection and a free market of good, honest material, and that they would not be able to control it. But the next article you'll see is the mafia side, the crime side of Ronald Reagan with his America Communications or the MCA unionism. And that, of course, he was reelected as head of SAG, a Screen Actors Guild, 7 times.
Right.
And for somebody to exist in, you know, this mafia monopoly propaganda field that long, you can't be this nice, gentle person unless you they really are a skilled actor. And that's what these people are. They can lie to you and smile, just like that article out of Hamlet.
I got a new term for you.
Still be a villain.
I call them the liocracy. In other words, they're not a democracy or a socialism or a communism or whatever. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. They're all part of the liocracy. Do you like that?
Yeah. Well, it's a whole, you know, it's central casting. They can pull anybody out at any time and put them on the stage, and they go stand on this spot and go stand on that spot and cry and smile on cue.
That's why there's a lot of people around Trump that are trying to block him hearing what I have to say. If I got a chance to talk to Trump along with my cohorts like yourself, we could get the band on track if we can block some of these other people. He needs to fire people like Ray, who's the director of FBI. He needs to fire Pompeo and Mr. Bolton. He needs to make sure he doesn't appoint an idiot over at the United Nations that's going to just parrot what the British and the globalists want. He has to actually probably get rid of the UN. The UN should be gone. The UN is just another tool for the globalists. And then we have on the other side the wackos that want to put in socialism, like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders Claus, that want population reduction and everything else. And if they have health care, they'll make sure the people like me that do alternative medicine, if I don't have a license approved by the government and I'm not under their control, it'll be illegal to do what I do. It'll be illegal to actually step out of line and not do what the government says. You'll be a white-noted, spit-snot health care provider, controlled totally by the government. That's what they want. That's what's like in Canada.
Well, I think they know a way Trump could win much of the West, and that would be to pick up a big chunk of that Liberty Amendment and turn 95% of the federal lands over to the state legislature, but have the legislature have the proceeds divided among the present citizens and do that over a short period of time. If all that stuff is dumped out, maybe modulated over 5 or 6 years, otherwise the property would that would distort the market too much. But there's no reason in the world for the federal government to own 95% of Nevada or 45% of California. That's outrageous.
Well, some of these states, as you're right, like Nevada, is ridiculous. There are real simple solutions. Let's talk about solutions now. Number one, we need to go back to Bretton Woods gold standard for the dollar. Number two, we need to have unilateral trade negotiations and what's called a date where we reset a exchange rate with each country we trade with, whether it's China or France or whatever, every year, one day. Number two. Number three, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we have regulations so that we can't regulate the cost of housing, so it's double the cost of housing in California as Arizona. So we can't build homes. And we also need to make sure that way a younger family can actually afford a home because it's not so expensive. Our home right now is ridiculous compared to elsewhere in the country. It really is ridiculous, okay? And what we need is a system also where it controls the food manufacturing. So the food doesn't sink. The more you add and destroy the food value of a food, the higher the price gets, the more it gets processed, and the harder it is in people's health. And then we need a system to fix health care. Get rid of malpractice, get rid of state licensure, get rid of and have a federal licensure by non-government agencies. Don't have any top-down controls saying these are the protocols you have to follow. Allow integrative care and allow alternative pathways. So if it's a surgical expert, let's say, working in a military operation in a unit, say, over in Afghanistan is doing surgery, let them qualify to become a surgeon. Or if they're an obstetric nurse and they want to do C-sections, let them learn how to do it. What I see happening is we need to also increase what's called integrative care. It's not alternative. And we can reduce the cost dramatically. So everybody gets catastrophic care if you need a surgical thing because you have a punctured lung from a car accident or whatever. Nobody goes without or goes bankrupt. The middle class and lower classes in this country aren't doing as well as Canadians. That's a fact. I saw an article last week. But the problem is in the socialized healthcare system, they kill you. The same thing as both the left and the right want this top-down control system because they all benefit in their own particular way. They have their own scheme and their own agenda, whether it's the left or the right, but ultimately they want to take us to the same place where they're in control and we're not. We lose our personal autonomy, our personal control of our bodies, our personal control of our finances, and they actually tax us and destroy even our wealth that we try to accumulate from generation to generation, right?
Exactly. Well, the other thing I found, just poking around here with this Giamatti, the fact that the book was written by Skull and Bones' David McCullough and the actor was Giamatti. His father, it turns out he was the president of the National League of Baseball and seventh commissioner of baseball.
So the name Giamatti, how did this pop up, though? How did the name Giamatti pop up?
Giamatti was the actor playing John Adams, and it was Skull and Bones that wrote the series.
Right.
And Giamatti is, it's bookend by members of Skull and Bones. This guy was also the 19th president of Yale University, his father.
Right.
So it's not only, the propaganda mind-bending, but just plain entertainment, whether it's baseball or football, and that's why you have the satanic rituals that take place in the middle and hire and control and modulate these people so they stay in line. And
but they're not just staying in line because of a ceremony or fear. They're staying in line because they're transdimensionally indwelt. They're possessed or oppressed by transdimensional demonic entities. we're dealing with something on a spiritual level that the Bible talks about Thessalonians, so that's how things are going.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Amazing article, and you got lots of nice little pictures here, too, to explain all this. It's also on your site, news-expose.org. People need to visit there. And by the way, they should also, I don't know if you have a donate button, but you should have one, because you should have, you should also, I recommend before, have a more secure blog where you get additional information for, say, $5 a month to get a lot more information, including maybe video clips and so on. This information is not freely available on the Internet, is it? People aren't going to find this stuff.
Yeah, you really got to hunt and search, and I'm just, as we're sitting here right now, I'm finding more. I find out Paul Giamatti's got a a brother actor that's also heavy in the film industry. His father, who was the president of Yale, also received a prize from Kingman Brewster. Kingman Brewster said that our national purpose should be to abolish our nationality. I mean, they make no bones about wanting to destroy the United States, yet these Republicans are, you know, saturated with the same Hegelian, they're placeholders is all.
I like the term for the Republicans, they call the Republic crap and the Democrat. Okay, they're both bad. And you want to choose one or the other because they try to tribalize you by saying, we got to choose Republican or Democrat. When the fact is, we need to educate them. When we have somebody, like we'd like to confront, for example, people like Bernie Sanderclaus, this guy's a devil. He went and had his honeymoon in communist Soviet Russia. I mean, we look at these 10 schools and all these high-level Masons, even people we think are good Republicans, look at the actions of Donald Trump. He's got people appointed there, like Mr. William Ray and the FBI. Ray is actually blocking things. So, for example, like Mr. Comey, he's not being prosecuted. The green giant from hell is getting away with murder, and he's smirking all the way to the bank. And look at people like this guy, what's his name, McCain. He's
He was caught with blood on his hands so many times. Reagan, at least, was able to wipe his hands. I think Reagan was the most, I think in history, he'll be one of the most successful operatives, but you're right.
And some of the other people around the dossier and so on. This one guy is going to be over at CNN. What's his name? That's got a new CNN job. He should be in jail. What's he doing? Getting a paid job to be a pundit over at CNN.
Well, even before Operation Mockingbird, in which they, they stuffed the control the political columns and so forth. It was done. Congressman Calloway said before, he blamed J.P. Morgan and other people for buying the. They decided they didn't have to buy up all the newspapers, only the 25 most powerful, because all the little guys took the columns from the big boys.
But the average person doesn't realize they're being tribalized. They're being polarized by the craziness of the left and the right, or the inactivity of the right. For example, when we're dealing with a thing, like I've got articles here that Donald Trump's considering a social credit score, in fact, for getting a gun. I mean, let me pull up the scene of the actual clerical thing here. It says here, social credit score to determine who can buy a gun. This is Trump is talking about this. Amazon Echo and Apple Watch could flag neuropsychiatric violence. Trump's not dealing with mental health problems. He's not opening up new institutions or getting things. It's not a red flag law about guns. It's a red flag about mental illness.
That's very dangerous. The World Health Organization, Brock Chisholm, was that Canadian general, was just awful, about controlling people's minds. And you were a treasonous if you were a nationalist or you loved your family or religion.
Right. So see what I say? I even see Trump being like, Trump is learning how to blither. When he pushes 5G and 6G Necron and then Mick Mulvaney does a little dance in the White House there, he's a moron. When they push genetically modified food and recycle toxic water, hydrogen sulfide, and industrial waste in it, dang, Trump, you got to listen to people that know more than you. Because you're president doesn't mean you're the most wise person in the country. You're not. Maybe he knows how to build a building or a rink in Central Park. He has no clue on all his other issues. And the people around him are globalists that want to screw everything up.
Well, look and at all the people around us, even people we admire for being obstinate and different, how they're accepting the new words that you are replacing old words. And this is so red Chinese and red handbooks.
Well, it's a dialectic
revolution.
It's the oppositional dialectic. Let me explain. The way the Democrats are running this campaign 2020, they're trying to look so insane that even if you don't like Trump, you're going to vote for him. Now, I want to vote for Trump, but I want him to listen to me about missile defense and about Large Sheila Island and about 5G network and smart meters and going fiber optic in the country instead of 5G network and getting rid of GMO foods and all the other crap he's pushing and put together a rational healthcare plan that's affordable, that doesn't have top-down control where they want to force people to get dozens or hundreds of vaccines that'll destroy their biology. But Trump doesn't get it. Now, Trump may be a really good businessman, and he's really good at building buildings, and obviously he comes from a family that's very wealthy. But the man is not a genius, okay? He's smart in terms of being a blue-collar billionaire, and he's a decent person in terms of his general personality, but he's a narcissist. If you think he's really good and you like him a lot and you pat him on the back, whether you're Putin or Xi or Kim from North Korea, you're great. I have a great relationship. How can you have a great relationship with a nutball like Putin or Xi or Kim? Really? Stop talking like that, okay? That's ridiculous. You want to work out a deal with the devil, you have to understand you make treaties with your enemies, and you have to call them what they are, rather than playing around, right?
You're right.
But you see, Trump is playing this little game, and the problem is the Democrats are actually guaranteeing Trump winning. The election is his to lose. If he does something really stupid, like try to put red flag laws in. I saw a report here the other day that a gentleman who was in the military who said he would slaughter the Antifa if they tried to harm him. So the FBI with the red flag laws in Oregon took his guns away.
Well, you hear
Trump,
that
you don't need
from the left, yeah.
I mean, right. You don't need these laws, Trump. You need mental health laws. You need people to just have a red box in the school or a public place or online where if you see somebody that's nuts, they shouldn't get anything sharper than a pencil, let alone a kitchen knife or a machete or a gun of any kind.
Yeah.
Or even a non-lethal weapon like a pepper sprayer. They shouldn't even get a pepper sprayer. And some of these people need to be in an institution. I mean, honestly, there are a good segment of our population that are walking the streets and they should be institutionalized. They're not fit to be out in the street. Now, we might be able to help their nutrition and get their brain back, but the regular conventional doctors and psychiatrists are freaking useless. It's like trying to talk away a biochemical defect in their brain or a slow virus and trying to talk it away. That's ridiculous. It's like trying to exercise some kind of thing when the person's brain chemistry is all shot to heck and they may have a slow virus growing in their brain or genetic problem, and we assume that somehow we can talk it out. No, you can't. You need to understand what the biochemistry is and what's going on inside their head. Why are these people so screwed up they want to go and explosively do things? And there's plenty of warning. Every single one of these young men that went nuts, there were so many warnings it was ridiculous. Like this one in Orlando, okay, or Dayton, I mean Dayton, Ohio. I mean, the previous year they actually had shut down the school because they thought the kid was going to come to school with a gun. La-da! Why did he not have somebody visit him and take his little carcass off to a psych institution, and if it's proved he was totally crazy, not let him out on day passes?
Well,
that's
what's
simple,
going on today is this Panetta machine is in California. It's Senate Bill 277, and it's, the Panetta gang, and this is the forced vaccinations. And the same quote that Louis Liejo, who was funded by the Unruh Foundation and sent to Harvard, they all come
four,
back.
Four years ago, they were going to vaccinate my daughter, and I told the school nurse, I said, "Do you want to give the Gardasil vaccine to my daughter? I have a vaccine for you that contains lead. I'll shoot you to kill." And I said to him in great detail the reasons, after scaring the hell out of him, I said, "These are the reasons why putting toxic adjuvants in my daughter, who's never going to have sex or be married." You know, this last year, I got a notice from the tax board and the IRS that our daughter was not living with us. She was no longer dependent on us. She was married. And they fined us, I think, almost $900. So rather than fight them, we just said, pay the damn fine. That's how bad the IRS is, persecuting Deagle. Give him a $900 fine, say his daughter's not living with him.
Yeah.
So I had to tell the school nurse.
Fight
what,
it and consume your time, right? I
have to get my accountant fight it after the fact, which we're going to do that. The problem is, you see, we have a very corrupt system that's going to hell in a handcart. And I have one doctor that I want to bring on tomorrow. And he's a young doctor, but he's afraid of having his public name. And I tell him the most important thing, if you want to get your name, if you want to live, is don't try to hide your name and come out publicly about information, because they'll find out who you are. You have to be as public as possible, because intel agencies, military, and other police and so on, if they know who you are, they don't want you to turn them by killing you. So part of the reason why I'm still alive is because I got a big mouth. I actually have a deficiency in what's called a shut-up gene. Deagle's not going to shut up. I'm not going to take, abuse and say, well, he just thinks he's a prophet. He thinks he knows everything. Guess what? If I talk about something, damn it, I do know about it. And I would love you to actually challenge me. Please, I beg you. Challenge me with logic and evidence as to why I'm wrong. And when I look at your information, it all fits exactly with what I know, which is scary as hell, that we have a scheme by globalists on the left and right. It's a two-legged beast. It's not just the left and the demon rats. It's the damn Republicans. Many of them are globalists as well, aren't they?
Yep. No, they are. And if they do nothing else but neutralize and people from fighting back, that's all they need to do. Because the other
they want to tribalize them to one or another party, and then they mush us forward like animals going toward the abattoir to be slaughtered.
Yep.
You know, people don't get it. They think, well, I'm a really good Republican. I said, no, I'm a really good American, number one, and I want the Republican Party to reflect my viewpoints, which is I want my Second Amendment right. I want mentally ill people not to get into sharper than a pencil. I want you not to try to force vaccinate me or my family. I don't want you to give me insurance to the federal government that if I get sick, you'll kill me because it's too expensive to keep me alive. I don't want you making decisions of life and death or force vaccinating me or vaccinating me so it actually makes me sterile, gives me GMO food. Do you know Mon-80 corn actually makes your sperm count drop to zero? They discovered this 5 years ago in Switzerland, and when they're doing research, I'm sorry, in Edinburgh, when they're doing research, that Mon-80 corn, so in Switzerland, in Austria, they actually made it illegal to bring Mon-80 genetically modified corn into Austria. The globalists are behind all this. I got documents in 1997 from the Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, about how the World Health Organization is behind the scheme to sterilize us with tainted tetanus vaccines that the Catholic Doctors Association found 4 years ago, the same thing they did years ago, WHO, in Soweto, South Africa, and the Philippines, and they sterilized over 70,000 women. They could prove, at least, there's probably more than that, and they got a sanction against them. Nobody went to jail, though. Nobody got punished. Nobody got persecuted or put to death for doing evil against populations and sterilizing them. And then we see these damn Republicans try to pretend that they're actually looking up for human rights and so on. I want to see the beef. I've tried to get Senator from Florida on and Senator Rand Paul. They won't respond to me. Why? Do you know the same reason why other hosts, even on other networks, are terrified of Deagle? Because I'm going to axe them, AXE, with my Norwegian war axe. Tough questions, I want damn answers. And when I talk to someone brilliant like yourself, what you say totally agrees with what I say. So let's look at this again. We got Greeley salted the country to create Republican clubs across the country for central banks and globalist controls. And look at even Donald Trump. With this new USMCA treaty, he said, with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, between Mexico and Canada, this is basically the third zone of the 10-zone control of the world under the Council on Foreign Relations Fall 1973 article. The New World Order is racing forward under Trump. It's not slowing down, is it?
No. I think we're moving more and more. It's some of what you have to do, and I think what we're doing with Trump, when you're sliding off a curve in the snow, rather than just put on the brakes and go, you've got to turn your wheels in a direction that's pretty uncomfortable to try to regain traction. So we're not liking everything that we see. But,
see, we need to instruct the man because he needs to represent our wisdom and our knowledge and our idea of what the Constitution means for us. Not only the gun grabbers, but the mental health people allow. You know, like in San Francisco, they call the NRA a criminal organization. These people need to go to a psychiatric institution.
They need to be arrested right now. I mean, what they're doing is illegal.
Exactly.
We need a Justice Department out west here.
As they say, the Neutral Medical Report is ask better questions and wake up, then pray, and then take action. Thank you. Amazing show. We'll be back again in just a few moments here with Professor Bill Warner, PoliticalIslam.com, and then Dr. Dan Royal, last segment, amazing stuff on cancer.
Which was most important.